My name is Ed Scholes, and I worked with Tim Lehman on the Birds of Paradise project. So people always ask me, what's my favorite bird of paradise? And it's hard to answer that question because it's like asking who's your favorite member of your family. At some point in time, you know, that you're so invested in all of them, it's hard to have favorites. You like them all for different reasons. But nonetheless, two species always come to the top, and one of those two is the King of Saxony Bird of Paradise. And I think this species is really extraordinary to me, just for how utterly unusual and bizarre these feathers are on the top of his head. I mean, it's a pretty interesting and incredible-looking bird otherwise, but these two feathers, one behind each eye, that are more than twice the length of the body of the bird, and they have this structure that's totally unlike a normal feather, with what looks like plastic tabs down one side of the central feather shaft, where all the normal feather parts are all fused together, and the male can move them around like a pair of antenna. In this particular photo, the male is on his courtship display vine, and I sat in this same blind that Tim used to take this picture for about a week, and watched this male come and go, and was struggling trying to record some decent video and get a decent audio recordings of his courtship display on that very vine. You know, seeing this photograph, which is a pretty spectacular example of what he looks like, really brings me back to this place and that individual bird that I spent so many days watching and waiting and hoping that he was going to come and do his courtship display. So Tim and I had multiple opportunities to observe the courtship displays of magnificent birds of paradise at several different locations all around New Guinea, within the right elevation and in the hill forest in New Guinea. They're not all that uncommon, and they display on the ground or near the ground on a special sapling. I have a particular fondness for this species because it actually is the very first bird of paradise species that I saw displaying in the wild. On my very first field trip to Papua New Guinea as a graduate student, my very first encounter in the forest with the local Papua New Guineans who were helping me, we found a male on his display court, and I wasn't even in a blind or anything like that. I was just kind of sitting off to the side quietly when he came down for the first time and immediately reared back and did a little practice courtship display in just an instant. And I could see the brilliant blue of his tail and the yellow on his back. And he has this kind of hidden bright yellow cape that he can lift out. And that really has stuck with me because it was the first bird of paradise I ever saw doing a display.